China consistently ranks as the world's biggest jailer of journalists. According to the press freedom group Reporters Without Borders, Beijing has currently detained more than 100 journalists. But the detention of two journalists in particular this year, after they published an expose of a senior Communist Party official, has sparked a rare outcry in the country, NPR's Emily Fang reports.
Wang Cailiang is a gruff but very direct man. He has litigated some ugly cases over building demolitions and forced land seizures. But this month, it is the detention of two journalists that is top of mind for the Beijing-based lawyer. The journalists are the veteran investigative reporter Liu Hu and photojournalist Wu Yingjiao, who police said were detained on suspicion of making false accusations and conducting illegal business operations. Lawyer Wang Cailiang is one of several prominent lawyers and public affairs commentators who have written publicly about the case, arguing the journalistic pair should be freed. And Wang argues society needs the media to reveal wrongdoings in order for there to be justice. In this case, the journalists Liu and Wu had published a big investigation late last month, naming several government officials, including a county-level party official, who they found had canceled investors' contracts, seized the investors' property, and then the same government officials launched their own project there. Wang says there has been an obvious retreat in public oversight of the government in China and in the ability for official state media to report the truth, which is why he says independent reporters like Liu Hu and Wu Yingjiao are more important than ever.
We have seen unprecedented repression against media in China.
This is Alexandra Bielakowska. She tracks press freedoms issues in China at advocacy group Reporters Without Borders. And she says she has seen a marked decline in the admittedly limited space for a free press in China.